You're welcome back. The vacancy rate among commercial premises is at its highest level on record at 14.5%. The data is part of the latest GeoDirectory Commercial Buildings report. It's been monitoring vacant commercial premises since 2013, and its CEO, Dara Kyo, joins us on the line. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Will you tell us about the overall picture? Where are the vacancy rates at their highest?
Yeah, so we're using vacancy as a barometer of economic activity in sort of in the real economy. And what we see is that we have about 210,000 commercial buildings and around 30,600 are vacant. The county with the worst level of vacancy or the highest level of vacancy is Sligo at 20.6. And the one with the lowest is Meath at 9.9. And the average across the country, as you said, is 14.5. So there's quite a large variance there across the country. And even within, so we try to look at this as sort of an Ireland level, a provincial level, a county level, and then in sort of an inter-town level as well. So we see various different different changes and figures as you go down in more detail. So if I look at the towns then, we see that Ballybofey in County Donegal has the highest commercial vacancy rate at 36.4% or so, and then Greystones in County Wicklow has the lowest at 5.5%. So you can see a very big difference between 36.4 and 5.5.
Gosh, so, that is very high, isn't it? So in Ballybofey, you're looking at a situation where a more than a third of the premises are vacant.
That's what the figures are showing in the report from GeoDirectory today, yes, that we see that, as I said, more than a third are vacant. So that's a very high proportion of the commercial units not being used.
Yeah. Are there any counties, any places where the decline, where there's been a decline in commercial vacancy rates, where more properties are now filled?
Yeah. What we see, if we look at the 26 counties, we see 15 have seen an increase in vacancy, 4 haven't changed, and 7 have actually seen a decline in the vacancy rate. Like I think Kildare being one of them off the top of my head. And so it isn't consistent. You know, there is a change happening all the time. But what we are seeing in these figures is, you know, at a provincial level, Connacht has a vacancy rate of 18.5 and Ulster at 17%. And then there's a big drop down to Leinster at 13% and Munster 14%. So you can see there is a kind of a divide across the country there between, you know, east to west, if you like. Mm. Connacht is definitely has the highest commercial vacancy rates of all the counties, or of all the provinces, and the major ones of all the counties as well are going to be located across in Connacht, unfortunately.
And has this been happening gradually, or what have you noticed?
Yeah, there's definitely been a gradual change in this. We're doing this report, as I said, since 2013, and obviously since then there's been major upheaval in the economy. For example, with COVID, if nothing, you know, to main mention just one, and then, you know, recessions, etc. And I suppose what we're seeing is, to some extent, the report doesn't go into why the figures are. It just reports what they are. But I mean, in general, economics, COVID has changed some work practices and tends that people are doing hybrid working, and so maybe the need for office space isn't as high. And then also, there has definitely been a switch to internet shopping and people buying online, and that's had an impact on, for example, the retail sector. And we've seen the report. What we do is we also look at the types of industries, and we divide it to service, retail, health, a various number of industry types. And we see that, like, retail has had the second biggest decline in the number of units not being used, if you like, and then services the biggest decline, but services by far the biggest sector, nearly represent 50% of all economic activity.
Dara Kyo, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.